we just had this fire about us. All the practices that led up, I've never seen these guys as focused as they were in my entire life.
You know, I came home with a mission, man, and to just see this right now, all the confetti all over the place, red and white, man, this for 919, man. I love my brothers, so I just want to say, man, shout out Wolfpack Nation, man. The job not done. And like I said from the jump, man, why not us?
Why not us indeed?
It is for the 919. Thank you, DJ Hornets, Kyle, Brian, and Sarah, broadcasting on this Friday morning. In the middle of the epicenter of all the madness, that would be NC State's campus. We are live from Talley Student Union. I'm Kyle, Sarah here, Brian as well. Everybody has the red and white on. Man, what a day on campus. And we have like the leading ladies.
Oh, the ladies of Talley.
The Mount Rushmore.
That would be their name, the leading ladies of Talley. Let's start with Madge Waterman first. If your name's Madge, we're like, we got to talk to a Madge.
It is a fun name.
And you go all the way back. Honestly, I could hear you from 100 yards away, and I'm like, Madge.
She's emanating, like, just happiness and joy.
I know. I love this energy. Where does it come from? Because I know you have been connected to a state for such a long time.
Well, I was born and raised in Raleigh, so I've been a state fan for my entire life. My father graduated here, so I've been going to games since I was probably 5 or 6 years old. And my most vivid memory was during the David Thompson era, going to those games, and when they won the championship.
In 74.
74. It was just incredible. The city was just like it is now. My parents loaded us in the station wagon with our cowbells. We came to Hillsborough Street, picked up friends along the way.
Oh, fun.
Couldn't even move. There were so many cars and people on Hillsborough Street. It's unbelievable.
And then he burned a couch and set one on fire.
Yes,
right?
Man. Sure did. At 4.
That's what Madge did. But yes, a lot of people with us right now. Go State, right?
Go Wolfpack!
Let's go!
Thank you, Madge.
All right, let's swing it over to Jennifer Gilmore, who's working Facebook Live. Here, I'll take the camera so that you can focus and put it on ourselves. So let's swing it over to Jennifer, who's going to talk about the 83 championship, and your dad actually kept a memory box that you've been going through in your office all week. What's the most interesting thing that you found in there?
Honestly, I go through it all the time. I'm an insufferable individual here at NC State when it comes to the 83 game. But yeah, my dad went to the game. I was 16. He left me behind. Not cool. But in my box, I actually have the tickets to the game, which were, I think, like $10.
No.
Yes.
That's like the Ticketmaster fee alone now.
Exactly. I've got T-shirts. I've got pennants. I've got one of those old painter's caps.
Cool.
I've got so much stuff in there. But my favorite thing in there was like an order form for Phi Slamma Jamma T-shirts
nice.
And merch that had been marked down to $1 or free after the game.
Oh, that is dirty. That is dirty.
I love how much history that we're celebrating with this win and with the fact that we are in the Final Four for the first time since
Well, I got to know, I'm going back to Madge. What are you planning on doing if the men and women win? So picture yourself, it's Monday. The women have already won the national championship, and then the men defeat UConn to capture the double national title.
We don't know if it's UConn yet.
Well, it'd probably be UConn. But what are you going to be doing if that happens?
Well, first of all, I will call in sick, and I will not be at work. And
she
then I'll have my
beer.
Partner in crime, Renee. I don't know. I can't even imagine. I'll be over here at the bell tower. I'll be somewhere on campus with everybody, just probably with my family members.
Oh, I was going to say, I imagine Madge on a couch that's been lifted up over everyone's head.
That's
with her
Madge.
Pat hands in the air.
That's our Madge.
That's Madge. She's going to be the queen of Hillsborough Street that night.
Well, I was out of town Sunday when they both won, so I could not make it to the bell tower. But I called my kids, and I said, please, please go for me. So my daughter went. She went to the bell tower.
I love it.
This is wonderful. So, ladies, thank you so much. The leading ladies of Talley joined us today.
That's it.
What an honor it's been for all of us. And I can't wait to see Madge's T-shirt at the Wolfpack Outfitters here on Monday.
She's epic.
Yeah.
She's epic.
She's going to be getting
y'all
a T-shirt.
Y'all are both epic. Thank you so much for talking to us today. And we are all in this together. Go Pack.
That's the energy we feel. You feel it on campus. It's a wonderful weekend. Let's go, Pack. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah broadcasting from Talley Student Union on this Final Four weekend Friday. It's Mix 101.5.
What are you doing?